Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up?
Get him.
You can see it over in the corner.
Get him.
Strick is over here doing the Ed Lover dance.
Get it to it. Greatly appreciate y'all. Thank you for joining us, spending time with us on a Thursday. Lots going on, of course, Thirsty Thursdays. 402-464-5685. Starter Hammond text line. Honda Lincoln Hotline. If you want to be a part of the conversation, hit us with a what's up. And we will enjoy speaking to you with you. Starter Hammond live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch. Jay Foreman, let them know about the Mercado.
84th and Havelock, certified Piedmontese and butcher shop. I will say any type of meat, any type of cut, owns spices, sauces, seafood, pasta, street tacos, lasagna, own jerky, vegetables. They got everything you want, Nate. We're going to be there. I'm about to go.
I'm going next time. You guys give me the okay.
And the best part about it, not the best part, but one of the most appealing parts about it, is it has phenomenal parking and phenomenal, what do they call it, ambiance when you walk in.
You do love the parking, yeah.
Nice spot upstairs, too. So you grab the lady, take her upstairs. Call now and get your reservation because it's going to take you a while, Nathan. You go in and say, Nathan Brennan, 10-11.
How about that?
They're going to be like, no, you still got to wait. You still got to wait.
They say, who the hell are you?
Do it in advance. I'm just letting you know. Book it in advance just to go ahead and do that. It is Thursday. That means it's Thirsty Thursday. We're going to jump right in the pool. Let's bring him in, Kevin Meyer from Meyer Cork and Bottle. Kind sir, how the heck are you?
I'm doing good, gentlemen. I missed you last week because of the holiday, but other than that, I'm doing real good. It's good to see you, DP.
It's good to be here with you. You know, we're going to do. I see you brought fancy cans and fancy bottles today. So
yeah.
We got some work to do.
Are we going to run the intro, or are we just going to skip?
No. Nathan's got.
Oh, you want me to run? Give me a second.
We're kind of doing a little early.
Nate over here salivating.
No. I'm ready to drink. I'm sorry.
Wake up, Freddie.
Give me a second.
You know, I mean, I know he's handsome, but you got to still got a job to do, Nate. Like,
I know.
What was that?
That was crisp.
Struggling. It's already past the time, man.
And Stricky's still going. Stricky's going to stay with us.
Come on, Stricky's got it.
Stricky's going to stay with us. Yeah, look at a professional. Look it up.
All right, give me a second.
What are you looking at, man?
All right, I got to find it here. Give me a second.
It's not even.
You got a search button, player?
No, that's not how this works.
Oh, okay.
I am so worried about that. Like he knew the day. It was in the intro.
No, I know.
And he saw you in the hallway.
What's that? He's joking. 8 Mile.
Yeah. He's choking.
You guys like that?
Good call.
I can't even find it.
Good call. Well, that's Kevin right. already cracked the beer. All right,
give
beer.
Me a second. I'll find
he
it.
He already cracked the beer.
I'll play it when you're least expecting it.
And he doesn't have it. You don't have a corkable bottle, do you?
This is a screw cap. In the wine world, they call it a Stelvin closure.
Let's get
this it. This is a lot of pressure.
Let's get it.
Yeah, almost as much pressure as when you say, Kevin, you want to take us to the break? And I'm like, hey,
you told us to break pretty well, Kevin. Yeah, pretty good.
You know, you're still a professional. That looks tasty. That looks yummy.
So, do you want to do the beer first or the wine first? Let's do the beer first. So, as you know, I always make an effort to remain topical and Thirsty Thursday and bring products in that have to do with what's happening at the time. So, this is a beer called American Outlaws, which is the fan club for the U.S. men's soccer team. And
awesome.
They have a local chapter, and so a local brewery did a beer specifically for the local chapter of American Outlaws. And it's a 16-ounce lager. It's meant to be a chugger. It's meant to be post-workout beer. This is a good shower beer. You ever do the shower beer? You never do the shower beer?
Oh, shower beers are awesome. We used to do them in college all the time.
Is that real?
That's a real thing. You bring two. You shotgun one, and then you drink the rest of your beer throughout your shower.
Are you kidding me?
No, nope. I'm serious. It's shower beer. You
I'm
bring
appalled.
Two.
I can't say that I've had a shower beer recently.
That's some North Dallas 40, yeah. Mac
that's
Davis,
a, that's some old,
John Matuszak, Lyle Alzado stuff. Beer.
That's some old Broken Bowl, Nebraska. Where are you from in Virginia?
Southwest Backwood, Virginia.
Backwoods.
Blacksburg.
City dot judge in Virginia.
No, awesome. So, like, you'd be down at the rec, you'd be playing pickup games or whatever, and you get back, you shower up, you're thirsty, and so you shotgun one, and then you finish the other one off while you're in the shower getting cleaned up to go out for the night after the games.
I got a question. What's the fastest you ever seen somebody shotgun a beer?
See, back in my day, we did the funnels.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Beer bongs.
Yeah, the beer bongs.
Beer bongs.
And so, I saw a dude... like funnel probably 36 ounces, three beers.
Brian Blados.
And
played for the Bengals.
Under
was the
5 seconds.
Greatest saw, beer bong dude ever.
I was gone out of town and I had a close family friend. And we were at a place where you could drink at an early age or, you know, under, was it 21 or whatever. And I won some money. I was literally pimping him out on the beach. I was like, guaranteed this little young dude can beat you. I mean, he was taking down guys that have worked their whole life on their beer bellies and their chugging skills. And I made about $100.
Some of those guys have that ability to just, like, open their throat and pour it back.
But
they don't even have to swallow.
But in high school.
Yeah. Oh,
the
but
first
he was
couple
a kid.
Times his pops was looking. And I was like, hey, look, just follow. Just pick up what I'm putting down, man. We'll be all right. That was our tip money for that week.
I saw a guy shotgun a Four Loko one time.
Jay went shopping.
Hey, and then the best part, he ain't even asked for a cut.
Did you keep him out? Or he was just happy to be drinking beers for free.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he's still friends with him to this day.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, there's no question. There's no question.
I used to be able to throw him back in the day, but not so much anymore.
Let me check this out, man.
Yeah.
So you'd be in a hot shower after. Okay, let me see.
So were you a beer bong shotgun? Which version were you?
Two of them.
After I punched a hole in the bottom.
Both.
Yeah.
I mean,
worked out on him strict for about 32 points.
Yeah.
8 rebounds and 6 assists. Yeah. Let me go ahead and get me a brewski.
Yeah. And we got the number. So we asked this for the text line before we
ask
came
Kevin.
In. We asked.
Ask Kevin. Just ask him.
Kevin, how many points did you average? How many points?
No, ask him.
Oh, so we did. We're trying to find a number for Jay Foreman.
His high school.
His high school numbers in basketball. What would you have said his numbers would have been?
See, I didn't know Jay was that kind of baller. I just figured he was a football player.
Yeah.
But everyone knows he's a good athlete. So I would say that a professional athlete at the high school level, even though it's before his time, I bet Jay could throw down 20 a game.
20 a game. Strick, how many did you have per game?
26.
26 for Strick. 26.8. You know, that's when you know you're a baller. 26.8.
he knows.
Because that's really 27. That's 27. I took a couple of nights off, and I didn't play the fourth quarter.
Well, like, your coach is probably like, hey, Strick, there's four other guys on the floor at the same time. You know, share the love a little bit. Yeah, so there you go. Over five assists. So
Nathan.
Stricky.
Nate Britton. Down at the factory, down at Virginia Tech. How many points did you average?
Well, I played rec league because I was just, I mean, I was with the guys drinking the beer showers before the game. So we were drinking the shower beers before the game. I don't know, I probably averaged like four, five.
Four or five.
Yeah. We were having a good time.
That's a good night.
That was a good night.
Jay
went
Foreman,
home.
Jay Foreman, what did you average in high school?
Now that he made me think, it was like 24.3 or something like that.
Buckets. Yeah. Jay Buckets Foreman.
Back when I wore a skinnier man's uniform, I used to be able to, you know, like beat my defender to a spot and then elevate before they even got to the spot. Yeah. And so I was just kind of king of that little teardrop.
Yeah.
That was my go-to move.
Yeah.
And I could do it to the left or I could do it to the right. But
I'm not surprised by that, Kevin.
Really?
I'm not. No, I'm not. You know, you remind me.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some dudes I play ball with.
Yeah.
Like my entire high school team, as a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, I didn't have any Jays or Stricklands on my squad. I went to a school that we shot a lot of jumpers.
Yeah.
back cutting like a mug.
Yo, look, man. Princeton. Running the picket fence.
Like, Princeton like a mug.
Coach,
flex?
Coach, I'll make it.
Hey, they run a flex offense like a mug.
Was that the Jimmy Chitwood? Yep. Jimmy Chitwood,
yeah. Coach, I'll make it. That was yeah. Literally what it is. All right, so what's the review, Jay?
The beer's brewed right here in Lincoln by White Elm Brewing, and it's the We Believe American Outlaws Lager.
Phenomenal.
Benefits.
It's very good.
It's phenomenal.
Very good.
Apparently, everybody on the text line has had shower beers except for me and Jay.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it until 3 minutes ago.
I mean.
Yeah, I played baseball.
Right?
Well, you know.
I'm just trying to imagine if I ever, you know, just.
I had a shower beer too in my day. I guess that's the difference between me and all the professional athletes in the room.
Right, yeah. That is
the difference between us, Kevin. I don't think T.O. would have fell for that. I don't think
well,
he would have
yeah, you, would, you wouldn't be doing that on campus, no. Yeah. We had to go back to the frat house.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
But you had those big wide
Strix
open showers.
Strix had a shower beer. Don't let him fool you.
Yeah, PK says, I still do shower beers today. Mark Onweiler. Mark Onweiler says, oh, we're talking shower beers. Yeah, you know, that would get him into the production suite. You know, he's a pro. Okay.
So, Mark, I don't know, is this a cultural thing, perhaps, the shower beer?
I went to a predominantly white high school, and –
But it was in high – so I'm talking college. We didn't
in
shower
college,
beers in
no,
high
we – no, because our coach was not – that dude. Like, if we had pulled out a beer in the locker room in college, I'd still be running.
You well, no, you couldn't do it in your, like, team locker room in an organized sport. This is like you're back at the dorm or the frat house or your apartment.
No, showered after the game.
Yeah.
What is happening in the all world that y'all don't shower
after? He's talking
after
about,
the
like, if you
I'm
outback,
talking, like, rec league pickup.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Know, so, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, what is happening y'all not showering after? Yeah. Look at Strick.
I was drinking them.
Strick at the dorm. Strick's telling all on himself. Okay. Yeah, that
all right, let's get
sense.
To the wine.
What do you got? What's the source?
So this is called Viña Robles. This is a winery out of Paso Robles, California, and it's considered Central Coast, so it's down near Santa Barbara area. And this is a red blend. It's Syrah, Petite Syrah, Grenache, and another grape called Tanat, which you don't see very often.
Ooh.
And it's kind of an interesting background. So in the area where these grapes are grown, there are these 200, 250-year-old oak trees, and it's illegal to cut them down. And they had one tree on the vineyard that it was dying. And so they brought in an arborist, and he cut off some limbs to keep the tree help the tree to survive, and it actually thrived and continued to grow and get bigger. And so they called this wine the arborist. And then lo and behold, they decided to get in touch with the Arbor Day Foundation, located right here in Lincoln. Well, Nebraska City is the official, but the headquarters is here in Lincoln. And so they actually donated proceeds from every bottle sold of the arborist to the Arbor Day Foundation, and presented them a check last month for $11,000. So
wow.
Kind of cool.
Oh, wow.
Pretty cool.
Well done.
Yeah.
This is Rico. Suave.
This is in the space. I could actually taste it without tasting it.
These are on sale for $20.
Yeah.
And just a super versatile, just really well-rounded wine. The Syrah gives it a little bit of that black pepper component. The Petite Syrah adds some depth, some character. The Grenache adds a little bit of red fruit, and the Tanat adds some tannin, which is sort of the wine's backbone. And you blend those together, and you get a wine that's super versatile and goes well with everything.
But in your world, what are you tasting this with?
I like a wine like this with. Let me think if. Well,
chitlins.
Here's a.
Don't say that.
One of my favorite things. So you take a chicken breast and you wrap it in like Saran wrap, and then you pound it flat, and then you coat it with olive oil, and then you put sun dried tomato, cream cheese, spinach, and some salt and pepper, some spice. You pin it closed. And then you put it in a saucepan with some garlic, some white wine, and you just let it simmer in there. And then once you get to a certain point where it starts to create its own sauce, then you pull it and you put those chicken breasts in the oven and you let them bake, and you get a nice little crust over the top. And then you take that sauce that it made by itself and drizzle that over the top, and a wine like this, I think it would be spot on with something like that. Maybe a little wild rice on the side or some potatoes.
God.
Or something.
Kevin's
like that.
A chef.
Come
my
on,
goodness.
Kevin Meyer. Come on, oh my Kevin Meyer.
Well, I wanted to say something other than chicken.
No,
you can have it with chicken.
No, that's all in. Jay, how would you grade that?
Oh, that's top notch. I like it, man. It's smooth.
Nathan?
And these are on sale, like I say, $20.
Very good.
Vina Robles is one of our featured wineries of the month. There's a red blend, there's a cab, I believe a Sauvignon Blanc, and one other type.
Does this make Strix list?
Strix pick list?
Strix picks.
I'm in.
You in?
You in? I tell you what, though. Kevin
I'm
will
in.
Be able to show you what wine you want, because, DP, I don't know if you knew this. Before Kevin started coming, I did not like red wine. And he's put me on red wine. He'll get you right.
See, I trust him. This is the time.
I trust Kevin.
This is the time of year where a tradition that Kevin and I started, and so now's the time we have to activate it. Kevin, I am officially hiring you once again to come up with the you've heard of the 12 Days of Christmas. We're going to do the 12 Days of Winemas, and Kevin picks six red, six white. He wraps them. Puts them in a crate, and then what I do for the 12 days of Christmas, each morning, Becky wakes up, and there is a note about a thing that makes us, and a bottle of wine. And she opens them each and every day for the 12 days of Winemas. So if you're looking for a unique expression of love for your significant other, or you're trying to impress somebody, stop by Meyer Cork and Bottle, tell him, you know what? I want to do the 12 days of Winemas. You don't have to get the 12 bottles that I get or that he picks for me. He can pick them. You can pick them. Whatever way you want to do it based on you've got different budgets you can use.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. So Kevin can hook you up for those that don't want to think about it, but you want to do something romantic, a little different. If you've never put 12 days of wine in front of your significant other, I strongly suggest it. let me just let you know. And then ultimately it gets opened throughout the course of the next several months. And we'll use it for Valentine's Day. We'll use it for her birthday. We'll use it for different things along the way. So, I will text that to you, and we will get that done.
Awesome. That's a very, very, very thoughtful gift, especially the note adds that touch. After 27 years of marriage, I've figured out that my wife really doesn't care much about me as a person. Not what I meant to say, but no, she wants your, you know, they want your time. And if they can't have it physically, then they want it mentally. And so if you took the time to write a note with each wine to sort of portray what makes you you or makes us us, then I think they appreciate that, and that's what keeps them happy.
The 12 days of wine, miss. We about to get in. Kevin Meyer, thank you, Katja. What specials are going on? What do you have?
Well, we've got the the Viña Robles Winery of the Month, and along with several other different features, and then getting tons of new holiday beers in, tons of new whiskeys in, tons of new wines in, and it's just that time of year. Come on down and see us. And, you know, the best gift to give someone that's hard to buy for is a good bottle of wine. It doesn't matter who it is. They will appreciate it, and we can gift wrap it, and we'll take good care of you.
Or you could do the 12 days of beermas. You could come in and just decide you want to do that instead.
Absolutely.
You know? Also, Kevin, for what it's worth, I found your intro. It might be a little late because the segment's over, but I wanted to let you know.
Let's do it.
We'll close on it.
You want to close on it?
Yeah, let's do it. And he wasn't ready for it either. And he wasn't ready for that.
No,
either.
I didn't know that we were going to outro with it. All right. You guys ready? All right. Do you want to close out the segment?
Yeah, knowing you, bro.
All right.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.